The lengthy resolution offered by Ward 1 Democrat Rochelle Armstrong included expressions of concerns over the transport of Bakken oil and historic context. It noted health issues over greater diesel emissions from the train traffic. The multi-page resolution expounded on the oil's volatility and potential ecosystem threats. It calls for the establishment of an oil train task force to, quote, further research transport through our region and to recommend to the mayor and council actions that will safeguard and educate citizens, unquote. As the item came up for discussion during the council's work session Thursday evening, sponsor Armstrong was peppered with questions, starting with Ward 5 Democrat Becky Casper.
What is really the mission? What are the expected outcomes of this task force?
Independent Mayor James Calnon weighed in.
This resolution establishes and appoints members, but I don't see an appointment process.
Ward 4 Democrat Paul O'Connell harshly criticized how the resolution was drafted.
If we know the task and we don't know how we're going to appoint a task force, then I think we should table something and talk about it when we're more solid. Maybe we can decide we may not even need a process.
You have all week to tell me that.
I can choose when I want to tell you that. I'm going to vote no on it.
Perhaps most critical was Ward 3 Republican Dale Dowdle, who opposes the oil trains, but is concerned that the resolution was formed during emails between Armstrong, activists, and councilors, rather than in a public forum.
I didn't have a clear understanding of what the task force would entail, and I was somewhat fearful that some of our professionals within the county who are involved in the emergency preparedness, our responders, that their work process would be interrupted or challenged or questioned by the task force. So the resolution I was okay on until we got to the actual task force. In a revised resolution, I would just like to have our concerns expressed, and that would be it.
The resolution was tabled unanimously.
Roll call on the motion to table.
Councillor Armstrong?
Yes.
Sponsor Rochelle Armstrong was taken aback by the opposition to her resolution, but after thinking about the comments, she said Friday morning that they would help her refine it.
This is my very first resolution, and, you know, I may have gotten carried away. As I revise, I will be considering what safety measures need to be established, and then a strategy for putting pressure on the federal government, which is ultimately responsible for the fact that these kinds of trains can go through. Public awareness and public safety are the two outcomes that I hope will be achieved.
Also on Thursday, the Center for Biological Diversity's Northeast Regional Office filed suit against the U.S. Coast Guard and the EPA. Senior scientist Molly Madison explains that the agencies have failed to comply with the Endangered Species Act because there are inadequate oil spill response plans for the New York Harbor and Lower Hudson River.
There are 17 federally listed species in the Hudson River or in the New York Bay. And those agencies, the Coast Guard and the EPA, have never taken a formal look with the Fish and Wildlife Service and the National Marine Fisheries Service in terms of how a response might affect those listed species such as sea turtles and sturgeon.
Text of the Plattsburgh City Council's proposed oil train resolution is posted at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.